Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dhena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah.
Starting Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur down through my spiritual master, my wife's spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, advocated Yukta Vairagya, and that is that all the energy in the world belongs to Krishna. As mentioned in the Sri Upanishad, Isavasyam idam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat tena taktena bunjita magridha kasya sudhanam. Everything animate or inanimate within the universe is controlled and owned by the Lord. One should therefore accept only those things necessary for himself, which are set aside as his quota, and one should not accept other things, knowing well to whom they belong. But one can utilize everything in the service of the Lord, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Brahmarpanam brahmahavir brahmagnau brahmanohutam tenaiva brahmagantavyam brahmakarma samadhina. That when you engage matter, the inferior energy, which is earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and ego, these are the gross and subtle elements. The soul is a higher principle. It's actually categorically different from matter. But when the soul engages matter in the service of Krishna, this is called yukta, yukta vairagya. And when you do so, then matter is transformed into spirit. In the same way that when you take an iron rod and you put it in fire and you leave it in fire, it becomes hotter and hotter, and then it becomes red hot. It takes on the same quality. So we utilize, following the footsteps of our teachers, all kinds of technology in order to expand and broadcast the vibration, the spiritual vibration. So that's why we take a minute to set up the live streaming through Facebook, because we've been able to, in this room we have 15 people, but on Facebook then sometimes we have 10,000 other people that join in and listen to the same thing and then pass it on to others. So that's why. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, and I was beginning to say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's vision was that each home should become a temple. So
we are blessed to have both of you, His Grace Shashika Prabhu and Her Grace Mataji, at our place. It's a good fortune of this family that at a short notice and with your tight schedule, you have kindly consented to come and bless us. I remember that in 1977, 40 years back, when I was awarded my first postgraduate degree in Kurukshetra industry. Along with that degree, we were given Gita small version also. So after 40 years, the cycle is complete, that now we are having full Bhagavatam at our place, being installed at your benevolent hands. Please bless us that we all keep on moving on this path of closer to the Lord and path of devotion. So we need your blessings, and we are grateful to both of you for having
Hare Krishna. Dear Srila Prabhupada, Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please bless Naren and all his family members to make rapid advancement on the path of spiritual life. Hare Krishna. Today is an installation ceremony of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna. As mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam itself, Krishna Swadamo Pagate Dharmaganadi Bisaha Kalo Nasta Drishamesha Purar Narko Dhanoditaha. When Krishna left the world 5,000 years ago, the Srimad Bhagavatam immediately appeared, simultaneously. And Bhagavatam says those who want to derive light shall get it from this Purana. It's the same as Krishna. The other Upanishads describe how each one of the cantos is a different part of Krishna's body. So sometimes when we take Bhagavatam around to show to people, they say, oh, I'll just take one part. And we say, that would be fine, except for this is a deity. You can't pull it apart, different parts. So the first two cantos are the lotus feet of Krishna. The 11th canto is his crown. The 10th canto is his smiling face. And all the other parts in between are represented by the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam, idam Bhagavatam nama puranam brahma samhitam uttama shloka charitam chakara bhagavan rishi nirshaya shaya lokasya dhamnam swasnayanam mahat. It's all perfect, all blissful, and is non-different from Krishna. It's an incarnation. So in astrology, we talk about the grahas and how they influence us in different ways. And if you look at anybody's astrological chart, you'll find a lot of ups and downs. It's there within the chart of every person in this world. But there are some planets, when they enter into your chart, the other planets have less influence. They become combust. Like the sun. If the sun is in a particular house, then the other planets that are in that house don't have as much influence. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that the Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from the Goloka Vrindavan planet, which is the largest planet in the spiritual world, and it's always expanding. So when the Srimad Bhagavatam comes in your home and enters into your house, then all of the other influences are combust because they come under Krishna's control. So just physically moving the Bhagavatam, some people say, I'll just take the PDF version, which is also a good idea. But having Krishna as a deity in one's home that you can see and that you can touch and that you can bow down to is the highest spiritual principle in the Kali Yuga, to worship Srimad Bhagavatam. Then if you hear from Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is manifest within your heart. He won't leave. In fact, this is the second verse of Bhagavatam, says, Sadyo hridyavrudyate tara kritibi shushu shubish takshanat. When you hear from Srimad Bhagavatam, then, as Srila Prabhupada used to say, then Krishna becomes compact within your heart. And he won't leave, because even he's attracted to the sound vibration of the Srimad Bhagavatam, because it's about the pastimes of his loving devotees with him in Goloka and in Gokula. And he's attracted to that. So to attract Krishna, you keep Srimad Bhagavatam. And if you hear from Srimad Bhagavatam, then Srinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyan Taksto Hibhadrani Vidhu Noti Suritsatam. Lord Sri Krishna, who is the Paramatma, the super soul in everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So we recommend a regular diet of hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam if the whole family hears together. So now we're going to welcome Srimad Bhagavatam by performing Artik ceremony to welcome the Krishna into your home in this form. And just after that, we'll take the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, open it, and we'll read the preface together by passing the book around. Everyone can read one small part. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Need a little kirtan.
Just sing, it's okay. Start again.
Namaste.
Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine
Shripad Paramahamsa Parivraja Gacharya Stotara Stashi Shimada Pai Charanada Vinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivraja Gacharya Stotara Stashi Shimada Shila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Ananta Gaudiya Vaishnavini Ki Jai Nama Charya Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Premsa Gaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivini Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shamakund Radhakund Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Shri Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Jamuna Devi Ganga Devi Ki Jai Samveda Bhaktivini Ki Jai All glories to some devotees All glories to some devotees All glories to some devotees Gaur Premanande Haribo And now to initiate the reading of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which should go on regularly, we'll start by asking Naren Prabhu and family to each read one paragraph of the preface. You read one paragraph and then pass it on.
Hare Krishna, thank you Prabhu for your guidance, thank you Mataji. We must know the present need of human society. And what is that new need? Human society is no longer bounded by geographical limits to particular countries or communities. Human society is broader than in the Middle Ages, and the world tendency is towards one state or one human society. The ideals of spiritual communism, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, are based more or less on the oneness of entire human society, nay, the entire energy of living beings. The need is felt by the great thinkers to make this a successful ideology. Srimad Bhagavatam will fill this need in human society. It begins, therefore, with the aphorism of Vedanta philosophy, Janmadi Ayayata, to establish the ideals of a common cause. Hari Bol, Hare Krishna, human society.
Hari Bol. Human society at the present moment is not in the darkness of oblivion. It has made rapid progress in the field of material comforts, education and economic development throughout the entire world. But there is pinprick somewhere in the social body at large, and therefore there are large-scale quarrels even over less important issues. There is need of a clue as to how humanity can become one in peace, friendship and prosperity with a common cause. Srimad Bhagavatam will fill this need, for it is a cultural presentation for the re-spiritualization of the entire human society.
Haribo. Srimad Bhagavatam should be introduced also in the schools and colleges, for it is recommended by the great student devotee Prahlada Maharaj in order to change the demoniac face of security. Kumara
Tapai
Adhruvam Arthadam. Disparity in human society is due to lack of principles in godless civilization. There is God, or the Almighty One, from whom everything emanates, by whom everything is maintained, and in whom everything is merged to rest. Material science has tried to find the ultimate source of creation, where insufficiently, but it is a fact that there is one ultimate source of everything that be. This ultimate source is explained rationally and authoritatively in the beautiful Bhagavatam or Srimad Bhagavatam.
Hari Bol.
From
this one, Srimad Bhagavatam.
Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam is the transcendental science.
Transcendental science,
not only for knowing the ultimate source of everything, but also for knowing our relation with Him and our duty towards perfection of human society on the basis of this perfect knowledge. It is powerful reading matter in the basis of this perfect. It is powerful reading matter in this Sanskrit language, and it is now rendered into English elaborately, so that simply by a careful reading one will know God perfectly well, so much so that the reader will be sufficiently educated to defend himself from the onslaught of atheists. Over and above this, the reader will be able to convert others by accepting God as a concrete principle.
Hare Srimad Bhagavatam is the transcendental, Srimad Bhagavatam begins with the definition of the ultimate source. It is a bona fide commentary on the Vedanta Sutra by the same author, Srila Vyasadeva, and gradually it develops into 9 cantos up to the highest state of God realization. The only qualification one needs to study this great book of transcendental knowledge is to proceed step by step, cautiously, and not jump forward haphazardly, like with an ordinary book. It should be gone through chapter by chapter, one after another. The reading matter is so arranged with its original Sanskrit text, its English transliteration, synonyms, translation and purports, so that one is sure to become a God-realized soul at the end of finishing the first 9 cantos.
The 10th canto is distinct from the first 9 cantos because it deals directly with the transcendental activities of personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. One will be unable to capture the effect of the 10th canto without going through the first 9 cantos. The book is complete in 12 cantos, each independent, but it is good for all to read them in small installment, one after another.
I must admit by Philites is presenting Srimad Bhagavatam, but still I am hopeful of its good reception by the thinkers and leaders of society on the strength of the following statement of Srimad Bhagavatam. There are shlok. On the other hand, that literature which is full with descriptions of the transcendental glories of the name, fame, form and pastimes of the unlimited Supreme Lord is a transcendental creation meant to bring about a revolution in the impious life of a misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, even though irregularly composed, are heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. Om Tat Sat. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki
Jai.
And then overflow the banks, pass the threshold of this house to all the other apartments in this complex, and then beyond that to all the other apartments in this township, then all over London, and then past London into Europe, different parts of Europe, then across the ocean into the United States, and down into Africa, Australia, Asia. And in this way, may the whole world come under the influence of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which was given by Srila Vyasadeva, who is written by Shukadeva Goswami, Anarto Pasanam Sakshat Bhakti Yoga Madhoksaje Lokasya Ajanato Vidvams Chakre Satvata Samhitam. That Srila Vyasadeva, knowing that people would not understand the real purpose of life, have compiled the Srimad Bhagavatam specifically to give light to the people in this world. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his teachings to Sanatana Goswami says, Maya Mukta Jivananahi Swata Krishna Gyan. He said it's not automatic that people come out of ignorance. They have to have some intervention. And so he says, Srila Vyasadeva has made this Srimad Bhagavatam specifically to intervene in the ignorance of the world. So this is a wedge. This household has now become a revolutionary spot to spread the Krishna consciousness, the revolution of peace all over the world. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Narendram ki jai.
Gaur Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Savior of the whole world Ki
Jai.
Gaur Premanande Nitai Gaura Haribo 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo Nitai Gaura Haribo 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo. So this is also the part of our Go Matsya project. Matsya came and saved the Vedas. So each household that has the Srimad Bhagavatam can then take responsibility for enrolling others in this process. Now you know how to do an installation. You can now go out and those people you know that are favorable for Bhagavatam, you can go out and make sure that they have Bhagavatam in their home. Our motto is preservation through mass distribution and education. So the best way to preserve this most sacred knowledge is to make sure that everybody has it everywhere. So everybody has a group of friends, 3 friends, 25 friends, 250 friends. And if you can make sure that at least 7 or at least 3 of them have a Bhagavatam in their own home, and make sure that 3 of those people find 3 people, then in no time we will spread all over. It's like Amway, only transcendental. Hare Krishna. Vancha Kopala Rusha Kripa Sandeva Chapati Tanam Pavanibyo Vaishnavibyo Namo Namaha.
Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman. Hey! Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman.